Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. A little Simply the Best
by Miss Tina Turner. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Coach LaLisa, and we're here on All About Entrepreneurs. I hope you entrepreneurs and those who want to be entrepreneurs or those of you who work around entrepreneurs, I hope that you are taking advantage of this another day. You know, new day, new mercies, new day, new opportunities, new day, another chance for you to go out and find your passion. That's right, find your passion. I said today I was going to talk about secrets to moving so that you can manifest. See, you want to move that you can manifest a million-dollar lifestyle, that million-dollar rank. Now, $1 million is not a whole lot of money when you really look at it. You talk about $100,000, and you multiply that times 10, and you got $1 million. So it's really not that much money. Think about this. If you were to make $100,000 a year, and you worked for just 10 years at that level, you'd made $1 million right there. So there's a lot of myths that people hold and beliefs that they hold that hinder us from understanding that we are millionaires and even billionaires. And that is not so much the money, but it's what, you know, what we do with the money, how we see the money, how we perceive the money. And so here's my secrets to breaking the million-dollar rank. Number one, you absolutely have to start with tapping into your passion. When you find out what you're passionate about, you're well on your way to breaking into the million-dollar rank. Because in order to make $1 million, let's just say you wanted to make $1 million in a year. Let's just say a year, if that was your goal. Maybe your goal is 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Well, it could be a month. I don't know. Whatever your goal is, when you talk about breaking into the million-dollar rank, one of the things that it will require is it will require hard work. Yes, you will have to work hard. Don't let anybody fool you and tell you that it'll be super easy. Even stars and people with great singing ability and all these other things that we seem to love so well, people who play sports, if you knew, you see these young people getting up there and signing these million-dollar contracts and what have you to play sports. If you knew the hell they had to go through to get there, we wouldn't sit back and go, oh, I wish that was me, or I wish that was my child. I don't know. If you knew the hell that most people had to go through to get that, and some people, when they come out on the other side, it's not that pretty. It's not that pretty of a life. So first of all, you definitely need to think about, what are you passionate about? Because you're going to have to put in so much work, you want to make sure you are passionate about it, and you want to make sure it's something that you love doing. The second biggest secret to breaking the million-dollar rank is your mindset. Your mindset. You have to have a million-dollar mindset. I'm sorry. You're not going to have $30,000 mindset and make $1 million. It doesn't work like that, because you will go after your very own thoughts. So if you have a mindset and a belief that it's wrong to have $1 million, it's wrong to have that kind of money, that's not what God wants for me, and all these other notions, you're not going to make $1 million. So you have to be in the right frame of mind. That takes some work to get your mind right, because typically we are trained to not think about getting that kind of money unless we're some super talented athlete or artist, vocalist, or dancer, or maybe we think some mastermind business person. So we don't typically think like that. And we think, let me get a job, I can hopefully make, you know, $20, $30 an hour. You know, I'm super successful. And it's not that you wouldn't be, because depending on what you do with your money. So these are some secrets. If you just tuned in, welcome, good morning to the show. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs, where we're the show that cares about you. As a business owner, we try to provide platform, for you, to showcase your business, to showcase your talent. That's what we do each year annually at the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We started 2 years ago, so we've had 2 years. We're working on the third year as we speak. And looking forward to many more years, and also looking forward to some other opportunities. We got some great, great, great opportunities coming up. OMG, just some good stuff, good stuff. So we're excited about that. We love working with entrepreneurs. I was just talking to my business students on yesterday evening during class and just letting them know we were starting to talk about the economy. We were dealing with the economy and our economics. And the thing is, you know, our economics, not just in this country, in every country, is built on how resources are developed and who consumes them. That's what our economics is based on. But any economy thrives on the small business person. So the more small business persons we can create, the better. So we want this show to be a show that not only creates entrepreneurs, but that fortifies entrepreneurs, that builds them up. We don't want you thinking you're in this by yourself, that you're alone, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn, you have questions. We want this show to be a show for entrepreneurs who can come together, work together, collaborate together, partner together, share resources. So if you have resources that you would like to share, please inbox me, go to the website, shoot me a comment or a note, contact me some sort of way. If you have a resource that you would like to share with other entrepreneurs, that's how we're going to make it. Let's say you have an office space and you know that you don't use that space but about 25% of the time. That's another 75% that you could be sharing with another entrepreneur and also possibly picking up, you know, a few dollars on the side for yourself. So please consider that. Some other business service that you may have to offer, and you can share those resources. But that'll be great, and we'll share resources with one another. So it's another thing we can do. Many of us have associations where you can become a member, and because of that membership, in that you can also network. And as a new type of networking that I learned yesterday, personal networking, not just networking, but personal networking. You want to get face to face, not just inboxing and dealing with people on social media. Face to face networking still works, still popular, still the best thing out there. Face to face, let me see your face, let me touch you. So that's what we know. So the secrets, again, you want to definitely tap into your passion. You definitely want to get your mind right. Another secret to the $1 million ranks is getting around other people who also want to be in that rank, or better yet, that are already in that rank. But even if they're not, they're on their way. If they know the plan, they know the code, they have the roadmap to getting there, you see, then you want to be with those individuals, be around them, make them your partners, your friends, your colleagues. It's not that hard to do. Again, $100,000 times 10, you have $1 million right there. So you can take that $1 million and break it all the way down to a $2 product. You know, if you had a product for $1 and you sold it to 1 million people, you'd have $1 million, at least in revenue. Now, yeah, you would have to subtract your costs and your expenses, but at least your revenue, you pulled in $1 million, all right? Like a lot of times you hear companies advertise the amounts that they're bringing in. Well, that's their revenue. That's not their profit. That's what they sometimes they do mention the profit. But a lot of times they're mentioning the revenue, what they brought in, $1 million company. Yep, that $1 million company may have paid how much out in expenses and cost of doing business. And I missed some of those courses in that accounting. That's where you learn about all that cost of doing business. It's a lot of cost to doing business. But there are businesses that you can start, legitimate, bona fide businesses, that you can start for less than $500. $125 will get you a business license. And you can go from there and you can start small using QuickBooks and some other tools. And you can start very, very small and build you a nice business. But you got to tap into something that you love doing. I don't care if it's event planning, catering service, babysitting, car wash, laundry. I see now there's a young man on Facebook. He has a laundry business. He'll wash and fold your clothes and deliver them, pick them up and deliver them to your door. I've watched my sister over the past 8 years in the dry cleaning business. And I've been listening to her and watching her for the past 8 years. Phenomenal job that she's doing. Phenomenal. Running dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. So let me tell you something. And if you live anywhere around there, please go see her. Take your clothes there. She is the best. Not just because I played the song, but she really is the best. She's the best cleaner, presser, spotter that you'll ever run into. If she was here, I'd have everybody in New Jersey taking her clothes there. That's how good she is. I've been away from Ohio for quite a while, so I don't have as many contacts there. But trust and believe, I want to be promoting that business. But you can make that $1 million, but you got to be, you got to diversify. You have to diversify for the most part. If you see that you can't bring in $1 million from the work you're doing, from the area that you're in, from the industry that you already tapped into, or the products or services. Now, here's my next secret. My next secret is to, this is my ultimate secret right here. This is one that normally I only give out in my Coach LaLisa training classes. I have students who are students, clients, in my Coach LaLisa training class, and I give them a lot of tips. When they sign up for that program, they're not just getting the Release Your Power coaching. They're getting the Release Your Power coaching. They're getting the Coach LaLisa knowledge, the Coach LaLisa brand. So they're getting a lot of value from signing up with the Coach LaLisa class. So I'm giving you, though, one of the secrets that I would definitely share with them. And that is, you have to, when you get ready to create any product or service, make sure that you have something that people absolutely want. Okay? So if you can, you know, in addition to taking that amount and divvying it up, also make sure that you have tapped into some need that the market has. You know, the old marketing slogan, find a need and fill it. If you find a need that the market has, and you find it and you present a solution, as I heard Twyla Portis say, somebody's going to get flat out rich. And I love when she said that. If you can find a solution to people's problems, you can get flat out rich. But now it has to be a solution that people want to pay for. If you have a solution that people do not want to pay for, no, you will not get flat out rich. You'll get flat, but not flat out rich. So these are my top secrets that I'm sharing with you that I only normally share in my training class, my coaching class, which I have to very much thank. A lot of people like Virginia Dancy, who kept encouraging me to start my own coaching class. Set up sort of like a life class, but not totally. But so we are absolutely, you got to absolutely keep with that passion. You got to get out there, network, meet people. You have to absolutely understand your industry that you're in or that you want to be in. And you diversify. Don't just have all your eggs in one basket. Try to get economies of scale if you can. All right, if you can reach economies of scale, you can make $1 million easily. But most people, they don't know economies of scale. They don't know what it is. It's a high-level business term that's typically only taught in graduate programs. Possibly some business majors at the bachelor's level may learn the word. They will mention it possibly at the associate level, but not, I teach business at the associate level. They maybe mention it later on in business courses, possibly in some economic classes. They'll talk about it. But it is a high-level business economic term, economies of scale. When you can reach economies of scale and continue to consistently achieve economies of scale, now you can make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, like Johnson & Johnson and every other company that did that, that started out small. Okay, a lot of these companies started very small with just a couple people, but because of economies of scale, they were able to grow exponentially. And you can do that too, but you have to understand economies of scale, and you would have to put that principle at work. If you can put that principle at work, you can easily make $1 million. It's not the easiest principle to put into play or into action, but you can do it. But again, these are some of the things that we teach in our coaching class, Release Your Power, which does have a little bit of a feel like some type of life class that you've seen Oprah do and you've watched her do. And I was doing those classes before she started her quote-unquote life classes when she was still a TV show host. So I was already doing those types of classes, just not calling it life class, but doing the same thing nonetheless. So I know why she so loves doing it, because it's the ultimate in helping people. It is the ultimate role to play in helping people. But I give God all the glory, all the credit for giving me the knowledge, the stamina, the ideas. I give him all the credit for all that I am, for all that I do, and for all that I have. I give God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all the credit for everything I have, everything I do, and everything that I am. I thank him that I grew up here in America. I thank God that I grew up in a society where you can express your religion freely. I thank God for that. I can't imagine. And I mean, we read in the Bible a lot of times where, I remember when the three Hebrew boys were praising God and worshiping God, and they attracted many enemies because of it. Enemies that wanted to have them murdered. I remember Daniel, same scenario, and many others. And even Paul, the great writer, was going around persecuting Christians. And look at what happened to him. He was converted. He had to be converted in order to change his mind. So I thank God that I'm able to share that. I can't thank him enough. And we are excited, excited, excited. So, yes, you can, if you want to get more information, if you want to get more instruction, tips, and tools, absolutely, you want to make sure you contact me and get involved with Release Your Power Coaching. It's exciting. We're about to take it all over the country. Yay! I'm excited about that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe finally. I've been wanting to do that for the longest, and we have been. To some degree, I have done Release Your Power classes over here, over there, North Carolina. We went down to, where else did we do Release Your Power? Cincinnati, Ohio, and Maryland. So far, we've done Release Your Power training in Ohio, North Carolina, of course, New Jersey, and Maryland. So we've already hit four states with Release Your Power. And we're about to go to Georgia with it. We're scheduled to go to Georgia with Release Your Power. So I'll tell you more about that. And we're scheduled to go to California with Release Your Power. So Release Your Power tour is underway. So that's already six states right there. And we'll probably hit PA and Delaware, because that'll be easy because they're right here. So we can do PA, Delaware, and New York. Oh, New York. I can't wait to show you the video. I have a video clip from the New York session. We did Release Your Power in New York City. Yes. So it's about to be on. I'm telling you, the $1 million. Listen, you just got to come up with a $1 million idea. If you can come up with a $1 million idea, then all you need to do is light the fire. They don't call me fire starter for nothing. Listen, I'm here to start your fire. Do I sound fired up? Oh, listen, I am fired up. Ready to go. I am so fired up. You don't even know. But we're excited. We're excited. It's exciting. And we want to excite you. We want to excite you. We want to get you started. We absolutely welcome you to the show today. Thank you for tuning in. We know you have a busy day ahead of you. Again, tap into your passion. Get your mindset straight. Tap into other people. Get around other people who are also with a $1 million mindset. That's your best case strategies. Also, definitely keep tuning into this broadcast, okay? And get that, find that industry that has a need for your passion, the thing that you're passionate about. See if there's an industry out there that fits your passion. And then see if there is a way to get paid for what you know. Get paid for what you know how to do, and then tap into economies of scale. And if you do all those things, those are my secrets for tapping into the $1 million rank, okay? So that you can have money in the bank, so that you can travel and be with your family and your friends, so that you can do the ministries that God lays on your heart one by one, because you know He gives you the desires of your heart, and He'll give you those desires to feed the homeless, or He'll give you a desire to help teenage girls or unwed mothers or orphans, widows, teen boys. He will give you the desire to do certain things, but you got to tap in. You got to tap in. I'm excited. I'm tapped in. I'm ready to go. I've tapped into my passion, and my passion is speaking. Many people know it's my passion. It's no big secret to anyone who knows me, that's the very first thing they're going to say. Oh, she loves to talk. That's the first thing she's going to say. And I just wish somebody had been there around when I was in my 20s and told me how I could have gotten into the show business in terms of a talk show, because I was primed for that. But, of course, people are not going to always identify your talents. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. That's why I want you to be on top of your own self. Wait for other people, because they may not do it. They may do it too late, in other words, like people are telling me that all the time. So you don't pick up on certain things. So I want you to make $1 million. I know you're going to be in the $1 million ranks. And I know, because I know that God has something for you. You know, He said that He's going to pour you out a blessing that you wouldn't have room enough to receive. And I believe He wants to pour millions through you. He wants them to hit your hands so that you can bless others. He wants to be a blessing to you so that you can be a blessing to others. And we only have about 20 seconds left to the broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in again today. Don't forget the secrets to the $1 million ranks. It starts with passion. And I ended it with, find that $1 million idea. There's got to be at least, you got to have at least one. Everybody has at least one. So my $1 million idea is release your power. God will give you one idea that can make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll never forget, I heard Dr. Creflo Dollar say that. When it's a God idea, it's $1 million, it's $1 billion, it's $1 trillion idea, if it's a God idea. So don't just seek any old idea, seek a God ask God to give you an idea. Ask God to give you the strategy. What I know about him, he'll do it. He will do it. So that's all, and that's it. And we'll see you back Friday. Don't forget, Fridays right here on All About Entrepreneurs. It's open mic day. You call in. You shamelessly promote your business. You call 347-945-7991. You hit your number one key. I'll pick up the phone line. You can talk for 2 minutes or less about your business because we want to try to fit in as many calls as we can. But call tomorrow. You might get a minute or two longer, but do call. Tell your friends. Tell them to listen. Thank you. This has been Coach LaLisa, and it's all about entrepreneurs.